WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Bryan police report a bicyclist was struck Sunday night. The 50-year-old male on the bicycle was transported to St. Joseph Regional Health Center, where he was last listed in critical condition. Officers were told the bicyclist was crossing San Jacinto near Martin Luther King Jr. Street when he was struck by an eastbound pickup. Three boyfriends are accused of weekend crimes against their girlfriends. Two were arrested and one remains at large. 34-year-old Gregory Ray of Bryan remains jailed in lieu of bonds totaling more than $100,000. That's after a Bryan police officer asked the judge to increase the bond due to Ray being convicted last October of two or more family violence incidents within a 12-month period involving the same victim. The Saturday night incident included a police chase from Boonville and Copperfield to the Wheeler Ridge neighborhood. Brazos County Sheriff's officers arrested a Bryan man who confessed to taking nearly $600 of jewelry from his girlfriend. 30-year-old Philip Jack told deputies he pawned the jewelry for drug and gas money. And law enforcement continue to look for someone accused of assaulting a woman on the Texas A&M campus early Friday morning. University police obtained an arrest warrant for 40-year-old Chad Smith of Burton, formerly of College Station. Investigators were told a car driven by Smith ran out of gas at the Poultry Science headquarters. When his girlfriend arrived 1 hour later to assist, she says Smith became upset at her and caused serious injuries. Smith drove her to a nearby convenience store, then took off on foot. The girlfriend was taken to a local hospital. Residents in South College Station who receive water from the Welborn Special Utility District may be overpaying for sewer services from the city of College Station. City Director of Water Services Dave Coleman says the 2007 agreement with developers based sewage rates on water consumption, but getting those numbers in a timely manner is not feasible.
So what we came up with was a pretty good system where we have four flat rates based on water usage from 5,000 to 9,000 gallons of water usage a month. And the issue is, with a new customer, we have no way of knowing, and neither do they, what their water consumption is.
Coleman says residents who bring in a few months of water bills can have their rate adjusted and account credited for up to 6 months. A locally owned pharmaceutical company in the BioCorridor wants $1.5 million from the cities of College Station and Bryan. The proposed economic development agreement with Kalon Biotherapeutics calls for $1.1 million from College Station and $400,000 from Bryan. The College Station City Council takes up the request this Thursday. Kalon is not mentioned by name in Tuesday's Bryan Council meeting agenda information. The only reference is the possibility of considering a generic economic development agreement in West Bryan. Kalon, which was established 3 years ago by the Texas A&M system, is working with GlaxoSmithKline to develop pandemic and seasonal influenza vaccines, as well as creating and producing commercial products. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mowing. Everyone has to do it, but no one wants to waste time on the weekend to get it done. At least not until now. Hi, this is David with Kyra's Truck Center, cutting your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kyra's. The zeros are still in effect with zero down, 0% interest on every zero-turn Ferris, Hustler, and Cub Cadet in stock. At Kyra's, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kyra's Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
610 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay cool. They'll give you one of those to while they work on yours. It's 690-2278. Here's some numbers for you.
Clouds today. There could be some showers and storms as the day goes on. Highs 90 to 95. We may also see some breaks of sunshine develop as the day goes on. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75. Some morning sun tomorrow, then clouds fill in. There could be some showers and thunderstorms, 90. Chance of a thunderstorm tomorrow evening, 75. Lots of clouds Wednesday, scattered showers and storms. The highs on Wednesday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit, where the United States team played to a draw that was felt like a whole lot more like a loss yesterday in the World Cup. Brazos Valley Bombers are still on top of the TCL, and a tragic story coming out of Baylor. 7'1 center who has been blind his whole life was going to be the first partially blind player to play in the NBA, has been diagnosed with Marfan syndrome and can't play at all. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you at 6:50.
Got some numbers as far as the chance of rain is concerned that at least right now peak at 60% on Wednesday.
Mm.
Up in the Metroplex, they got a lot of rain yesterday, but I don't think any of it visited upon us.
I had to turn the windshield wipers on for about a minute.
Yeah. But that's good. That's because, you know, there was an indicator that the humidity might go down a little bit, and you don't want that happening.
No, absolutely not.
You know. An Australian man says police confiscated 4 of his guns after he posed for a photo for his firearm license with a colander on his head. That's right. He's one of those. It's the guy's name is Guy Albin, who is an atheist, said he's convinced the woman who took the photo He convinced the woman who took the photo that he was a member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, of course, which makes him a Pastafarian.
Exactly.
The colander is, of course, the symbol of the satirical religious movement, whose members do call themselves Pastafarians. So the guy named Guy, said everything was fine until he submitted the paperwork to have his license status changed. Police saw his photo, became apprehensive, if you can imagine, about his access to firearms just in general. They came to his home, confiscated 2 guns and a rifle, and ordered him to see a psychiatrist. Guy said the psychiatrist laughed it off, cleared him as being sane. He has now agreed to have his gun license photo retaken without the colander. Can't imagine.
It's gonna be a good club.
Was it a plastic colander or was it a metal colander? Was it a colored colander?
It was formal, I'm
Info.
Sure.
Yes.
Nation.
One colander, you've seen one colander, you've seen them all.
This type of religious intolerance is just...
Where does it end? Please. Yes, where does it end?
Train, a plane, a bus. You're gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us.
So did he curse them with the flying spaghetti monster?
Well, I'm not sure. I guess he's gonna let his emotions drain.
He used the flying spaghetti monster's name in vain.
The Hispanic Forum of Bryan College Station invites you to the 16th annual Scholarship Gala, Saturday, July the 19th at the Brazos Center, featuring Emilio Navaira.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
Emilio.
A pretty girl, a desert island. If we were shipwrecked and she was mine.
With special guest Raulito. Also Ricardo Castillon y La Diferencia. Doors open at 6. Tickets available at Al's Formal Wear, Manuel and Teresa's School of Hair Design, Casa Rodriguez, VIP Bridal, and the law offices of Rodriguez and Jambert. All proceeds of the gala go to graduating seniors of Bryan College Station. The Hispanic Forum Scholarship Gala, underwritten by Central Texas ENT.
Six 14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 23rd of June. I think that's probably what it looks like to me. Anyway, it's day 174. 191 to go. It's Let It Go Day. Apparently, whatever's gnawing on you, just let it go for a while.
Not let it be?
No, that would be the Beatles, and you'd probably have to pay them royalties. It's Baby Boomer Recognition Day. Oh, good.
Me.
Exactly, because after all, what was the name of that show? I can't remember now. That 30-something, was that what it was called?
Yes, I believe so.
My gosh, I remember watching about 2 episodes of that, and you talk about self-centered, self-important. Oh, but anyway, now those people are all, like, almost my age, because, you know, we're baby boomers. It's Pink Flamingo Day, for whatever reason, Public Service Day, and Wimbledon starts today. And for birthdays.
Strawberries and cream for everyone.
You know it. Yep.
Duffy's birthday, speaking of. Uh-huh. She is 30 years old. Her biggest hit was Mercy. She's been in Grey's Anatomy, ER, Smallville. Her song's featured in that anyway. Melissa Ranch is 34 from the Big Bang Theory. LaDainian Tomlinson, the retired San Diego Chargers all-time leading rusher, is 35 years old. Jason Mraz, 37 years old. KT Tunstall, who I like a lot, is 37. Selma Blair is 42. She's in anger management. Francis McDormand is 57.
Married to one of the Coen brothers.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Randy Jackson is 58 years old. American Idol judge and a dang good bass player as well. He actually performed for a while with Journey. Glenn Danzig is 59. Clarence Thomas, the extreme Supreme Court
Justice.
Yep, is 66. And Ted Shackelford from Knott's Landing is 68.
Brian Brown, you might know him if you saw him.
Is his real last name Brown, though?
Yeah, I think
or
it really
can
is.
You just
yeah,
not
no,
say
no,
it?
No, that's it. It's, oh, okay. He's 67 years old. And, all right, yeah, that's basically it. All right, 616.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So 2/3 of the American people disapprove of the president's handling of immigration. Now, over 100,000 minors now are expected to arrive here in the U.S. in the coming year. And many accuse Obama and the administration of actively encouraging these illegal crossings. Joe Arpaio, the sheriff in Arizona, is accusing the administration of intentionally dumping illegal immigrants in his state as retribution for its attempt to uphold immigration law. We're now seeing a humanitarian crisis unfold. Disease, scabies, chickenpox all spread throughout these cramped centers where thousands of illegal immigrants are being held. And attempting to stem the tide, Obama told the president of Mexico that these immigrants won't qualify for legalized status, and that includes children. Too little, too late, don't you think?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Is a
stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
It's time to vote for the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. It's the 14th year for the best of the Brazos, and it's your chance to vote for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. So what are your favorite places for dining, banking, buying a car, and health and wellness? You can vote on the web now at bestofthebrazos.com. Click bestofthebrazos.com. Vote now in the 14th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
More law school graduates are being hired. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. It's a little easier for new lawyers to find their first jobs than it has been in recent years. Hiring by big law firms plunged during the recession. The National Association for Law Placement says entry-level hiring is ramping back up, but it is not back to class of 2009 levels, so there's a lot of competition for positions with top firms. Starbucks announced price hikes over the weekend. The cost of some coffee beverages will go up in company-owned stores starting tomorrow. Starbucks packaged coffee will cost more starting next month. Starbucks announced today it's adding some new cold beverages to its menu for summer. Think Like a Man 2 debuted in first place movie theater box offices over the weekend. The Sony Pictures release took in $30 million. 22 Jump Street fell to second place. The movie version of Jersey Boys, directed by Clint Eastwood, had a fourth place debut with ticket sales of $13.5 million. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Millions of Americans are retiring without a pension and enough retirement income. Smart retirees are turning to annuities that act like a personal pension for a predictable income stream guaranteed by the insurance companies that issue them. At AnnuityNational.com, the customized strategies we design from A-plus rated companies could help you earn up to 8% of your annuity's value each year. That could be 20 to 40% more income, and you could potentially avoid taxes on that income. With only 1% of agents across the country having access to these strategies, you need to visit AnnuityNational.com for a free report showing you how you might optimize your retirement income strategies and returns up to 40%. Learn the number one mistake retirees make with annuities today, how to avoid annuities with fees of 3 to 8%, how to help protect against inflation, and possibly even double or triple your income to help pay for qualifying health care expenses. Don't wait. Visit AnnuityNational.com today for your free report. AnnuityNational.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? Then advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. For more information, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
622, News Talk 1620. Oh my. News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, another strange story for you this morning. Florida detectives arrested a man accused of accessing his neighbor's adjoining apartment through the ceiling just so he could steal things. The victim, Jennifer Lopez, not that one, and her son heard sounds coming from their attic and later noticed tools and undergarments missing. Yeah. The son noticed that the neighbor in his balcony shaking dust off himself. It was then that Jennifer, not J-Lo Lopez, then called the sheriff's office. Investigators contacted the neighbor, met with him. He admitted that he'd been climbing through the attic, looking for stuff that he could steal, actually. Anything that he could reach down through the ceiling to find. He blames it on a mixture of diet pills, marijuana, alcohol, and Red Bull. Because, after all, that's the way most people in Florida would spend their weekends, I suppose. But that's his story, and he's sticking to it.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
For years, I've been telling folks that Prosperity's the best bank in Texas and Oklahoma. Now I can say it's more than that. Forbes.com has ranked Prosperity number one in their 2014 rating of the best banks in America, a repeat of Prosperity's 2012 rating. But those real bankers at Prosperity still recognize me and know my name, just like a community bank. The big bank with your community's bank inside. Prosperity Bank, where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW has been a train derailment in Grimes County. We've been advised, and they're about to shut down Highway 6 in both directions, right there where the train crosses the road. So you might want to be aware of that. We'll remind you, and once we have a little bit more information, anyhow, just be aware that that's what's going on. So 626, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Chance of showers every day this week, which is good. Starts at about 20% today and tomorrow. Today and tonight goes up to 40% tomorrow, 60% on Wednesday, and then 40% on Thursday. So just kind of the idea, it sounds like there's going to be plenty of moisture in the air, and the heating may just fire it off. So look for a high temperature each day, probably in the 90s or so. May get cooled off somewhat by the showers, down to about 90. Otherwise, look for low temperatures in the 70s in the evening. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 8. 90% relative humidity, mostly cloudy skies. We've got 77 out there.
What is your image at work? Do people think you're confident, capable, and on the ball? It really does matter. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer.
To get your risk-free supply of Stress Block, call 1-800-481-1020. That's 1-800-481-1020. 1-800-481-1020.
There's something fascinating called executive presence.
Presence is not performance. It's not whether you will deliver the goods or hit the numbers. It's about what you signal to the world in terms of your potential.
Sylvia Ann Hewlett, author of the book Executive Presence.
Do you telegraph to your colleagues, your boss, that you're ready for that next big opportunity, that next promotion? It's about your image.
There are three elements to executive presence. The first is gravitas.
We find the number one sought-after trait in terms of cracking this gravitas thing is appearing confident, poised, and having grace under fire. You've got to look as though you can keep your cool in a crisis, this kind of confidence and poise thing. The number two pick is toughness, showing that you can be decisive. You can make those difficult decisions, that you can show teeth.
The second ingredient in executive presence is communication.
What is valued these days is the ability to be concise and compelling and make eye contact. In other words, you know, lose the props. Lose the extensive notes, the 110 PowerPoint slides, the lectern, the spectacles. Get rid of the stuff between you and your audience, whether it's the team or really a big audience in a lecture hall.
Tomorrow, how to acquire executive presence. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Main Stage season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $171. The Texas Tenors, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. Anything Goes, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk. Sister Act, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Guys and Dolls, sponsored by Allstate. And Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News time is 6:30. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Grimes County officials have limited information about a train derailment that occurred moments ago where Highway 6 passes over the rail line. They say they're preparing to close the highway but could not specify which directions. Officials have said more information will be made available as the situation develops. It's been 2.5 years since the Twin Cities signed the historic agreement establishing the Westside Biomedical Corridor. One of the components is sharing revenue generated by development. By the new development, the Bryan and College Station City Councils have been asked to give up $1.5 million to expand a pharmaceutical company that's already there. Details won't be released until Thursday's College Station City Council meeting. Background information from the council agenda says the 7-year incentive will result in creating an undisclosed number of new jobs and a yet-to-be-revealed capital investment in the bio corridor. The proposal involves Kalon Biotherapeutics, which was created by the Texas A&M system 3 years ago. Kalon is now a partner with GlaxoSmithKline in developing and producing vaccines for seasonal and pandemic flus, as well as commercial products. The College Station Council has been asked to give up $1.1 million and Bryan $400,000. The Bryan Council meets Tuesday. Bryan's agenda does not specifically list the Kalon request, but action is possible on an unidentified economic development agreement on the west side of town. Local law enforcement caught two men and are looking for a third following weekend reports of crimes against their girlfriends. A woman who took 1 hour to get to her boyfriend after he ran out of gas was assaulted and hospitalized for her injuries. Texas A&M police obtained an arrest warrant and are looking for 40-year-old Chad Smith of Burton, formerly of College Station. The aggravated assault took place about 1:30 Friday morning at the University Poultry Science headquarters on Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The victim said after she was injured, Smith drove her to a nearby convenience store where he ran off, and she said the clerk had the clerk contact authorities. According to Brazos County jail records, Smith was out on bond after he was arrested 3 times over a 16-day period in March for driving with an invalid license. Bryan police responded to a domestic disturbance Saturday night that began in the area of Copperfield and Boonville and led to a chase that ended in the Wheeler Ridge neighborhood. 34-year-old Gregory Ray of Bryan was arrested for family violence assault with 2 or more convictions. The woman in the latest incident was also the victim in the prior cases. According to the arrest report, she was in the bed of the pickup driven by Ray after he took their child, of whom she has custody. The woman also has a protection order against Ray. And in the third case, a woman told Brazos County Sheriff's deputies her live-in boyfriend confessed to stealing her jewelry and selling it at a local pawn shop for almost $600 for gas and drug money. That led to the arrest of 30-year-old Philip Jack of Bryan. From College Station Police is the arrest of a 23-year-old man for inappropriate contact with a 12-year-old girl. The girl's parents contacted CSPD, which led to interviewing the girl, where a driver's license photo identified the suspect. Joshua Franco was out of jail on bond following his arrest at his home on a charge of indecency with a child. It's been 7 years since the city of Bryan adopted its comprehensive plan. Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman says the P&Z is hoping to update that since much of the growth since then wasn't even on the radar.
You know, talk about the Westside Walmart or even the Health Science Center, if you can imagine it, or even not even Target was here when that comp plan was adopted. So we think that a lot of things have changed, and it's really time to kind of reassess where we are as a community and where we want to go as a community to accommodate all this growth that we're experiencing into the fabric of our community.
The Twin Cities' third Walmart store is beginning to fill out, says City Development Manager Cody Cravett.
All I can tell you is what I've seen. Currently, we have a Panda Express, batteries plus bulbs mm-hmm. there, a hair salon, a couple of the Sprint AT&T stores. So there's not a lot of information out there, but we've got a few.
He says growth leads to high traffic, and that can lead to that does lead to road construction, but the end result is worth it. Cravette highlighted the past Briarcrest expansion and recent exit switch, saying those updates have made a night and day difference. WTAW News time is 6:34. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news and hopefully an update on the train derailment in Grimes County where Highway 6 crosses over the rails near Navasota. We'll have all that coming up at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph, with their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
With the summer months ahead, it's never too soon to think about college and career training opportunities available this fall. Blinn College consistently transfers more students to four-year universities than any community college in the state, and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Good morning. It's 6:35. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds for today. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs today 90 to 95. As the day goes on, we may see some breaks of sun develop. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, some clouds in the afternoon, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, 90. Chance of an evening storm tomorrow night, then partly to mostly cloudy, 75. Clouds Wednesday, scattered showers and storms, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The referees can change the matches up. So
that's what is now breaking news in the World Cup, saying the referees can change the matches. We've got that from the Guyanan team. We'll have that plus the remarkable soccer match that was the Americans yesterday against Portugal, and a whole lot more coming up in sports, and we'll do that for you in about 13-14 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I saw the win hit 2-1, so I just turned it off. I figured, you know, if they can't hold the lead. And they didn't. Jeez. So anyhow, we'll talk about that in a little while. The Washington Post reports that during a recent town hall event with Hillary Clinton, CNN coached the crowd on how to cheer and make noise to demonstrate their enthusiasm. Okay, just saying. Now, that in light of apparently what we've now found out the Drudge Report is. See, there's this book called Blood Feud, which came out. The author is Ed Klein, and the whole idea behind the book is about the bad blood between the Obama and Clinton families, how that's gone on since those two were running for the presidential nomination, which Mr. Obama eventually got. And at least some of the excerpts that they had over the weekend talked about a tense dinner that was held at the White House and how they kind of go back and forth. How Mr. Obama does not want to be lectured to by President Clinton. And, of course, President Clinton loves to lecture. Of course, so does Obama. So I guess that's what it is. Maybe they're too much alike when it comes to that sort of a situation. But now, the next page that they've turned on this Blood Feud book has to do with Hillary's health. Apparently, the former First Lady has a heart condition. In detailing Hillary's fainting spell and subsequent concussion, Ed Klein writes in part, according to a source close to Hillary, a thorough medical examination revealed that Hillary's tendency to form clots was the least of her problems. She also suffered from a thyroid condition, which is common among women of her age, and her fainting spells indicated there was an underlying heart problem as well. A cardiac stress test indicated that her heart rhythm and heart valves were not normal. Put in layman's terms, her heart valves were not pumping in a steady way. Klein said he tried to speak with Hillary's cardiologist named Dr. Alan Schwartz. Obviously, he refused to comment, as you would expect he would, because he's the doctor. But also what they were saying is that she had been put on a drug regimen that she then stopped, which exacerbated the blood clot forming situation because she was flying all the time because of her job. Apparently, one of the blood clots was in her brain. This is what Ed Klein says, and of course, could be just plenty of speculation going on out there because it can't really be proven because they don't have the information. So let's see, while we're talking about the president, he's on Face the Nation yesterday. The president called the ISIS insurgent group currently on the march in Iraq a medium and long-term threat. So there are lots of groups out there that probably have more advanced immediate plans directed at the United States that we have to be on constant guard for. He says, but we're not going to, quote, just be playing whack-a-mole. His terms, Never before have I heard the president say anything about whack-a-mole, but nonetheless. And he said, we have U.S. troops occupying wherever these organizations pop up, but we're going to have to be more focused, more targeted in our strategy, and also to help train local law enforcement and the military to do those jobs as well. So, going to be sending some funding maybe to local law enforcement to learn how to look for terrorists? It'll be interesting to see how that plays out in all sorts of towns. So, Dick Cheney's out hyping a book that he's written with his daughter. Question is, what does Dick Cheney think of Hillary Clinton's performance as Secretary of State? And not surprisingly, he didn't really mince words. He was on among the shows on ABC's This Week program yesterday, and he said, I was impressed with Secretary Clinton in terms of her potential going in. He says, though, the problem was he was working for a president that fundamentally had a different philosophy than most of the presidents, both Republican and Democrat alike, have had in the last 70 years since World War II. What he said is, we believed we had a national conscience. The world works best when America is strong and is prepared to use that strength when necessary. She had not operated in that kind of an environment. I also think that she's been a disappointment with respect to things like Benghazi and other problems that have arisen while she was Secretary of State. Yet another allegation, also, the White House chose to ignore the buildup of Islamists presenting some sort of a threat to disable Iraq. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the former CIA actor director, a guy named Mike Morrell, who is now a CBS News contributor, said Al-Qaeda in Iraq was essentially defeated when the U.S. military left in 2011 and the intelligence community monitored the growth post-2011 in great detail with intelligence reporting and analysis. We made it very clear that this group is becoming more and more dangerous. Benjamin Netanyahu was on Meet the Press yesterday, and he basically said the United States shouldn't be in there working with Iran to try to cool things down in Iraq. He said, when your enemies are fighting each other, don't strengthen one of them, weaken them both. Would seem to make sense. Newly elected House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California was on Fox News. He lit into the gridlock that's going on in D.C. He said it's Harry Reid's fault. The problem is, you have to have a bill on the president's desk for him to either veto or sign, and that's not happening. Can't even get bills up to the president's desk. He says, so what happens if the GOP takes control of the Senate in November? He said, it will be a new day for America. We will be in a new direction. Well, how about the IRS? Matter of fact, you know, I guess you probably saw where the IRS commissioner was ripped by just about everybody, including our former congressman, Kevin Brady. This was their exchange that took place on Friday.
Act we didn't learn till last week, and then this week, that you had supposedly lost the emails, not just from Ms. Lerner, but other persons of interest in IRS.
There is no evidence that any of those emails have been lost either. And in fact, as I said earlier, my process has been to make sure that we had all
Mr.
of the facts when we provided them to you, so that in fact...
Why, at this point, why should anyone believe you? The IRS denied for 2 years targeting of Americans based on their political beliefs. That wasn't the truth. They said it was a few rogue agents in Cincinnati. That wasn't the truth. You said you were targeting liberal organizations. That wasn't the truth. And then you assured us you would provide us all the emails in May, and that wasn't the truth. And today, you're telling us out of thousands of IRS computers, the one that lost the emails was the person of interest in an ongoing congressional investigation. And that is the truth either. This is the most corrupt and deceitful IRS in the history.
Time has expired.
And he didn't have anything else to say about that. He's not had a good couple of days, and guess what? They're going to bring it to prime time tonight. Matter of fact, after dinner, I guess they're all going to go break bread together, and then they're going to start ripping into the IRS one more time. Going to do that tonight, so if you want a little indigestion for dinner, you can have that. And of course, Rand Paul was all over that as well. So watch for that. And also, I think they're going to do some VA stuff tonight as well. So prime time for Congress. Not that anybody's going to watch.
Scott, with everything that's going on with all of this, and I'm not trying to slight you at all or give you a hard time.
Yeah.
But you've seen more of this than I have. You've seen more of this than Patrick has.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this much of it?
Well, you know, here's...
With the Nixon administration and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there have been several that were a little hinky, but it just seems like these are piling up more than before.
Okay, here's part of the problem as far as I'm concerned, and that is it used to be that members of Congress stayed in Washington all the time, okay? And so what happens was they lived in the same neighborhoods, their kids were on little league teams together or soccer teams or whatever, and they actually did visit with each other in a social way. Well, now they don't do that anymore. They go back to their district or they go into some sort of a situation where they're in a partisan environment all the time. And, you know, I truly believe in politics. If you want to get anything accomplished, you have to compromise on everything that you believe in and hope that somewhere down the road the net gain will be better. But because they don't have to do that, because they don't have to get along, I think they're not nearly as efficient in moving forward in things. And that plus the fact that the proliferation of news outlets that we have, if you like Fox News, if you agree with Fox News, guess what? You're going to watch Fox News. Yeah. And so as a result, these camps have become so separated that it really takes something. That's why I think the VA administration problems, or the VA problems, that is the most, I don't know, core base idea that I can remember in the last 20 years where I can't imagine anybody's against it. You know, everybody's on the same side of that. Now, how quickly will that move? And that's why I asked Flores the other day, how quickly can they get something out? Because this has got to be something that everybody agrees on. Now, how to handle it, they may disagree on. But if you want to talk about a bipartisan issue, taking care of veterans ought to be an issue that would fall within that category. So we'll see how fast they can do that. But no, you're right. It's a situation where they are far more divided. And because they're media outlets, you know what? Representative Brady would have said those things 10 years ago, and it wouldn't have gotten near the play that it gets today because C-SPAN's there. Everybody can pick it up. They can do that 30-second or 45-second soundbite.
But what about just the sheer number of scandals?
Oh, you're talking about from a scandal standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, just every time you turn around, I'm curious as to if this is just because I'm hypersensitive to it now because of the job that I'm doing, which was different than what it was before. Or this is something that, because it to me seems like there's a lot more with Benghazi and the IRS and just keeps going and going and going.
Well, it may well, and again, there have been people who have said that, it may well be Chicago politics that just has grown. And that they, that plus the fact that I think, you know, if you heard something you should know today, they were talking about gravitas and how that's very important in the business world. I don't know that Obama has people who have gravitas. I don't know that they have people who have experience. And so as a result, they go through probably an inch deep and maybe a foot wide on what they know, as opposed to those old graybeards who we get tired of talking about and having in our government. But, you know, if they've been in a crisis before, they know how to handle the next crisis.
No, that's true.
Or if they've observed people who have led in the crisis, then they are more capable of it. I don't think this administration is capable of leading in a crisis. And I think that, as a result, they end up lying and panicking, or panicking and lying, when confronted with a situation like Benghazi. And,
okay.
And you know, that's I think that's part of the deal. All right, 6:48.
Ever wondered how long pecans stay fresh? Royalty Pecan Farms is asked that question a lot. And the answer? Pecans are super healthy, but they're also perishable. So if you're not going to eat them immediately, it's best to store them in a sealed, airtight container in the freezer. Frozen pecans will stay fresh for more than a year, so you can enjoy a handful of nutrient-rich nuts every day. Remember that light, heat, and humidity, as well as time, can speed up the aging process. Find out more at RoyaltyPecans.com and vote for Royalty Pecan Farms for the best of the Brazos Valley.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Summers are always brutal to our landscapes, our gardens, and to the gardeners who tend them. Well, how do you survive the summer? I'm going to have some important details. I'll be back with them right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 300 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh, no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. Horticulturists have repeated the words water deeply so often that we mumble them in our sleep during the summertime. It's especially critical with new plants that were set out within the last couple of years. Their roots are still primarily in their original soil balls, and water needs to be delivered directly to them, not by a sprinkler, but by the hose filling a basin surrounding each plant. If the plants were healthy when you bought them, there's a little chance, not much, that the fault is with the nursery that supplied those plants. They've probably gotten too dry at least one time. It happens every summer. Water to save them if it's too late. It's probably better to accept the loss and plan on fall replacements. We've all been down that familiar path. I know I have. Even established trees and shrubs will show stress during the summertime, and again, you want to water deeply. Fast-growing trees seem especially prone to it, so you need to be very careful, and you'll see them dropping a lot of leaves, especially large-leaf trees. They'll drop their leaves starting in midsummer, and it'll progress all the way until autumn. Your best solution in watering established trees and large shrubs is by laying soaker hoses around them out near the drip lines, the outer reaches of their foliar canopies. Let the hoses trickle slowly and soak the soil deeply. Move them by a couple of feet every few hours until the ground has been moistened to 6 or 12 inches. Smaller shrubs and ground covers are probably more easily and uniformly watered with sprinklers. If you're using a hose-end sprinkler, adjust it to water a small space and then let it run slowly for several hours. You'll use less water, and the small plants that need it the most will be getting it. Relative to lawn grasses, in summertime, your goal may be just to keep the grass alive if you have a prolonged drought. If you're in a normal summertime in Texas, whatever that might be, you want to keep the lawn looking good, but don't feel like you have to look like a golf green for the PGA Tour. It doesn't have to be like that. St. Augustine is especially vulnerable to drought. That's one that doesn't come back very well if you let it get too dry. Bermuda and, of course, buffalo grass will bounce back. Common Bermuda may be the most drought-tolerant, durable grass we have. It trumps buffalo grass. It will crowd out buffalo grass in a home lawn, so it's really your default if drought is an issue ongoing in your area. Annual color in the summer is probably the first thing I would sacrifice because it can always be replaced. The permanent things are the ones you want to protect. And finally, what do you do with roses in the summer? Well, sure, they look bad, and sometime in early August, you want to trim them back by about one-third, each cut right above a bud that faces out from the center of the plant. You'll get nice fall blooms. Bed edgings for the ages in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52, and of course, we'll get you started off with World Cup action. The U.S. was playing from behind from the fifth minute on, and Jermaine Jones tied the game in the second half.
Got it down. Play back. Jones from 24 yards out. Looking. Shooting. Jones! Goal! Tied up at one! Jermaine Jones!
And just as it looked like America was going to be headed to the knockout rounds when Dempsey scored in the 81st minute to put them ahead, Portugal scored on a header by Varela in the fifth minute of stoppage time, making it the latest goal ever in World Cup history to earn the 2-2 tie with the United States. U.S. coach Jurgen Klinsmann said that it was tough, but they've still got a shot.
Well, obviously, when you get it in the last second, it's unfortunate, but I think it was an amazing game, amazing performance by our guys. Nothing more they can ask for. We just go it the tougher way, so we got to go and got to beat Germany.
The U.S. plays Germany Thursday. In a win or draw, they advance. Also in World Cup action, Algeria beat South Korea 4-2. Belgium advanced to the second round by defeating Russia 1-0. Now to the seedier side of soccer. According to the UK Telegraph, Ghana has been exposed as agreeing to take part in fixing international soccer matches organized by Match Fixers in several undercover meetings with FIFA-registered player agent Christopher Forsyth and Guyana FA officials, along with an undercover investigator. It's made pretty clear that even the officials can be had for the right price.
The referees can change the matches up. So this is an option as well that they can look at.
The team is currently competing in the World Cup in Brazil and on Saturday pulled off a 2-2 draw against Germany. It was seen as one of the most entertaining games of the tournament thus far. From the pitch to pitchers, the first place Brazos Valley Bombers fell behind early and the starting pitcher Jake McDavid surrendered two runs in the first inning. But the Gents would respond with five quick scores to run off the Texas Marshals 9-6. Matt Hilston is named the Bombers player of the game after going 2-for-4 with an RBI and two runs scored. He was asked about the quick turnaround at the plate so far this season.
Got a lot more comfortable. I don't know what I did with my body really, but it's a lot more comfortable taking more pitches, hitting fastballs instead of curveballs and trying to stay up the middle of the field a little bit more.
Bombers have the day off. They'll start a four-game road swing tomorrow in Louisiana against the Acadiana Cane Cutters. Let's hop over to the MLB, where rookie Matt Shoemaker won his fifth straight decision in a starting role as the Los Angeles Dodgers completed the three-game sweep of the Texas Rangers 5-2. Coach Ron Washington for the Rangers said the bats need to wake up for Texas.
We start producing runs, we'll be fine. You know, we scored one last night. We got two today. We scored two in Oakland. So we got to score some runs.
Yunel Escobar drove in two runs during a three-run sixth inning to help the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Houston Astros 5-2 yesterday. And on something that could have been an incredibly warm, fuzzy story turns tragic. The 7-1 center from Baylor, Isaiah Austin, was blind in his right eye and was going to be the first NBA player that was partially blind. Considered by some to go in the first round, now he has been forced to end his basketball career entirely after being diagnosed with a rare genetic disorder called Marfan's syndrome.
They said I wouldn't be able to play basketball anymore at a competitive level. They found the gene in my blood sample and they told me that my arteries in my heart are enlarged. And that if I overwork myself or push too hard, that my heart could rupture.
So we'll try and lighten things up a little bit with NASCAR action, where Carl Edwards held off a strong challenge from Jeff Gordon on the final lap to win yesterday's Sprint Cup race at Sonoma, California. It was Edwards' first career victory on the road course and ended Hendrick Motorsports' five-race winning streak. Here's Edwards after the win.
That's the best I've got. It almost wasn't good enough. So I love this road racing. I got to thank Boris Said, all my teammates, Mark Martin, everybody through the years who've helped me. The first time I went road race testing, I backed it in the fence. And Jack Roush has been a big inspiration with all his road race success. This is just cool. I'm going to go get a Subway sandwich.
Gordon finished second, followed by Dale Earnhardt Jr., Jeremy McMurray, and Paul Menard. And finally, Michelle Wee has earned her first major championship by finishing two shots ahead of Stacey Lewis at the U.S. Women's Open. Kevin Steelman was the winner of the PGA Travelers Championship, shooting a final round 6-under-64 to complete play at 15-under-par. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Green Teams welcomes Citizens Bank on University Drive to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Citizens Bank uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martin with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
20% chance of some showers today and tonight. High temperature today, about 92. It's a 40% chance of rain tomorrow and a 60% chance of rain on Wednesday. Keeping our fingers crossed. Overcast right now, 77 is our current temperature. WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 7 o'clock.